So the apostolicity that exists in the church is threefold. Again, just to review, it's of origin, meaning what the apostles had in their day is identical to what we have today. So the church is apostolic in origin, and that continues today. It's apostolicity of doctrine, because it's the same teaching, and that's apostolicity of succession, because what they were given, they passed on. And we see this succession in the Acts of the Apostles, as you would have noticed when I was talking about how Paul, for instance, St. Paul lays hands on other men. He himself had his had hands laid on him by the apostles. We even get the tradition of the apostles fasting before they laid hands on St. Paul. That's explicit in the Acts of the Apostles, and fasting is a traditional thing to be done before ordinations. Now, at this point, I'd like to mention just quickly, because I won't have time to go into any of his insights. I will link to this from the show details page of reconquest.net. But there is a piece that Scott Hahn wrote. Actually, it's a transcription of a talk he gave on the apostolicity of the church. He goes off on some rather lengthy tangents. He's got some interesting things in there, though. He's always worth reading. And what he really helps to give, as is often the case with Scott Hahn, is something of the Old Testament background. And it's a valuable insight, especially for Protestant converts or for Protestants themselves who don't buy the church's apostolicity, who don't believe in what the Catholic Church teaches about her own apostolicity. He makes very compelling arguments. But one of them is just to dig into the Old Testament background. He talks a lot about spiritual fatherhood and how this existed in the Old Testament and how it continues in the New Testament. Now, what I'll say about it, though, is this, that I think you need to know right now. Just as there have been dynastic successions of kings all throughout history, including in the history of God's chosen people in the Old Testament, Israel, there was the Davidic kingship, which is sort of the ideal kingship, and was looked back at through the prism of Christ's kingship as the ideal kingship, so that Christian monarchs like St. Louis IX explicitly saw himself as a Davidic type of king. This is a very important thing for Christian kings in the ages of the faith. Now, just as there were such dynastic kingships in the ancient world, including in the Jewish theocracy, and just as there was an hereditary priesthood in the Old Testament passed on from Aaron through his sons, so too, in the grace of the New Testament, there is a succession. Now, it's a spiritual, not a carnal succession, but it's a succession nonetheless in the priesthood. And we refer to that as apostolic succession. So every priest today can trace his... Okay, so he can't necessarily trace his priesthood because the historical lines have been generally lost, right? We don't always know... we can only trace most bishops back so far. But, and there are websites actually where you can go and do this and see what is the pedigree of your bishop. He was ordained by whom, who was ordained by whom, who was ordained by whom, etc. Going back, generally they go back around the time of the Council of Trent. Some of them, of course, can be traced back further. Now, whether or not we actually have the written records that give us these successions. I shouldn't say pedigree, we're not dogs, but they're not dogs. But this succession can nonetheless, by God anyway, who knows all things, be traced back from, Father Jones at your parish church all the way back to the apostles. Every bishop, every Catholic bishop, every Catholic priest can be traced back to the upper room, to when our Lord made the apostles, priests, and bishops. That's how it goes. That's what we mean by apostolic succession. That's what we mean by that third aspect of apostolicity, the apostolicity of succession. So now what I like to do after I do a little reset is to read the Catholic Encyclopedia article on apostolicity and do some asides on it as I go. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network, and we are talking about the Church is Apostolic. That's our That's our title tonight, and it is episode number 198. So here we proceed with the article from the Old Catholic Encyclopedia, written by T. O'Reilly, Thomas O'Reilly, from volume one of the Catholic Encyclopedia, Apostolicity. Apostolicity is the mark by which the Church of today is recognized as identical with the Church founded by Jesus Christ upon the Apostles. It is of great importance because it is the surest indication of the true Church of Christ. It is most easily examined, and it virtually contains the other three marks, namely unity, sanctity, and Catholicity.